Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, good day, good morning, depending upon where you are. I'm Kelly from Kelly's Holistic Healing. Today is just a 15-minute show, specifically about healing and opening up your intuition with Mother Earth medicine. Morning, I was quickly drawn to do an episode today on helping people connect with the earth. It's something that I find is always with me and has helped me develop into who I am. And it also is just so healing. Nature, Mother Earth, whatever you want to call it. Point is, we spend so much time in an enclosed space, not in fresh air, with electronic equipment and synthesized objects. No wonder why we're so out of balance, right? It's crazy. I know for a fact that being outside and just being with nature has absolutely helped me heal in my times where I just felt totally out of sorts. And also my children are very receptive to the earth healing energies. And also, that energy of Earth has completely helped me ground and opened me up to my intuition. So this is just a 15-minute show. I may do another one after this. If people are interested, call in. Maybe you can share your Earth stories. And maybe I'll do another show. So when I get outside, what I try to do, the first thing I try to do is put my feet on the earth. Try to find a nice little spot to put my feet on the earth. All year long, yes, all year long. Why? Why would I do that? That's crazy? No, it's not. You know what's more crazy? Not connecting your body to the earth that you're such a huge part of. Now, you may find my methods unorthodox, or you may say, oh yeah, I've heard about this before, which is great if you have, and if you find it unorthodox, that's okay too. Listen, this might help you. So not everybody can come see me. And let's face it, not everybody can afford to spend excess money on a holistic healer, and that's okay, because you have this abundant healer all around you anyways. It's called the Earth. So I'm just going to break it down simply. One of the most effective ways to feel better with the Earth energies and to ground yourself is to simply get your bare feet on the Earth. And yes, try to have your bare feet on healthy ground that's not sprayed with pesticides. I know that's hard for people maybe to find, or some people treat their grass, which is a horrible, horrible idea. Because, well, you're going outside to feel better and heal yourself, but really you're just making yourself sick. And it is a legitimate concern. Most Europeans have banned all that crap we put in our environment here. It's just ridiculous that we do that. And, big corporations and people who use that stuff, they may be like, gosh, you're crazy, she doesn't know what she's talking about, but yes, I do. You put things on the ground that kill plants, or you spray your trees to kill worms and kill ticks, spray the woods. And hello, we're species, we're a biological species on this planet. Don't you think that might affect us? It does, period. I don't care what kind of garbage you've been told. Anyways, that's a whole nother topic I could go on to. I am a huge advocate of the natural organic way. Less chemicals, less harmful things. Try to find, it doesn't have to be big. It could be a foot. You have a little patch of grass that you leave, you don't spray or nobody sprays or, you know, just a little spot in the woods. Go ahead and put your feet on it. Put your bare feet on that earth. And then let your feet absorb all that wonderful healing that the earth has to offer. Just ask. Say, the earth, you know, I feel so disconnected from you. And I want to feel one with you. I know that I'm a part of you. Let me in. I love you. I appreciate you. You're my mother. You give me life through food, water, shelter. So, let me in. Do that. Just sit in the quiet. Actually, there's nothing more important you could do for yourself than sitting in the quiet and allowing that healing with the earth. Because you might think in your mind, oh, well, I should be doing that, or that, or that. But really, how can you do those things with efficiency if you're not well yourself? So this is really more about people that need some healing and also want to open up their intuition. Now, this is just priestly stuff because I could do, you know, an intensive weekend workshop or a week workshop with all the amazing healing things that the earth has to offer and guide you guys and do meditations and do walks and, you know, meditate with this tree, meditate with this plant. Here's a guided meditation with your feet on the earth, which I do in my services. But I thought maybe this just could help that one soul out there that just feels lost. It's amazing when you reconnect to your center and your source with the earth. You don't feel lost anymore. You feel totally connected. And you are. That's just other human beings and synthesized objects and boxing yourself in, sheltering yourself. Makes you feel so disconnected. Well, get out there. It's okay to do it alone. You don't have to necessarily be with somebody. Actually, I recommend doing it alone. It's fine to also do it in groups. But being alone, there's no, oh, how does this person feel? What do they think I look like? There's none of that wondering if the social stigmas are happening or worrying about the other person. You just be you. That's okay. So also by being on the earth and sitting with the earth and noticing, paying attention to the birds, the sky, the trees, this teeniest spot on the trees, a little piece of bark, admiring that. That's the kind of stuff that, believe it or not, opens you up to the truth that you are, to your intuition. All these words we give ourselves, like we just think we have to take several courses and spend thousands of dollars to medium or psychic to open up her intuition. But the funny thing is, I often just tell people that ask me how to do those things, I say, go meditate, you know, be with nature. So intuition is something that is, could be certain steps that help some people unfold there. Well, sure, that does have an effect. But really, there's nothing better than sitting in the quiet. And if you have the ability to sit in the quiet somewhere in nature, if you're blessed enough to have nature around you, go over there. If you're in the city, find your little park. You'll find your little tree. Touch your tree. Be a tree hugger. It's okay. There's a lot of us out there. I'll just tell you a quick story. We only have, it says 3 minutes. I'm definitely going to do another show. I have too much to say. 3 minutes left. I just by default normally have stones and crystals and essential oils on me, in my car or in my purse or something. And the other day I did a really cool talk. I didn't do a talk. I accompanied a talk. It was this doctor called Dr. T. I'm interested in all forms of healing, you know, through nutrition, healing our bodies as well. And he is a metabolism guru and also a really up-and-coming new method curing disease and cancer type of guy. So I really wanted to attend this talk, even though the night before, I believe I was up 10 times. My daughter was sick. Something came down with something. So I had a splitting headache that day, and when you lack sleep, you know, meditation and herbs and stuff are good when you're sitting still, but when you're forcing yourself to be in a group to listen to a talk and your brain has to work, oh man, it's rough. So I had a splitting headache. And I was like, oh, goodness, I really want to absorb all this. I need to ground myself. So I opened my purse and I found this awesome piece of turquoise that I didn't even know I had in my purse. And it was just this square of turquoise and I suddenly started to rub my fingers on it. And it's very smooth. And then instantly my headache was gone. And then I tuned in a little and I'm like, whoa, man. I mean, I know I often use turquoise for grounding for my clients. But, you know, when a healer can heal themselves, it's always nice to. That headache was completely gone just by touching that turquoise. That's the kind of stuff that can happen through time and through practice, being one with the vibrations. It may not happen overnight, and that's okay. This is a long process for me as well, and I'm still learning. So we're coming to a conclusion. Everybody, you can go to my website, www.kellieroy.com, kellieroy.com. If you are local, I would love to help you see who you really are. Well, we could do guided meditation. We can do earth walks through Kelly's Holistic Healing. I can help you see all the beauty that really is around you. It's even so much deeper than all of this. But I tried to keep it short and sweet for the show. So I hope everybody has a wonderful day. Remember, if you're not outside, you can say, Earth, I know you're all around me. Be one with me, heal me. I'll send energy to work. Everybody have a great day. Bye-bye.